Okay, the Gemara on the Chesam Aleph. Amar Mar Ravashi. Hi, Dvisha Tamar. You have this Dvush of Tamar. Rakim Shakin. Very make shako. What's the reason why? Zeya Ba'almi. Being that Zeya Ba'almi, it's not the actual fruit. It's just like the Pasuk Shah means the sweat of the fruit. Therefore, the lach is, it doesn't have a shame pre, and therefore, the lach is, you say Shahako Ne'e Bidvari. Now, what's Pasuk Shah? What does it mean? What's Shah that something is Zeya Ba'almi? What's he said at Davar? The Shah is like this, that is Zeya Ba'almi a svara that in Hilchos Brachos, or Zeya Ba'almi is a svara in everything across the board? Is it just a svara that is not considered a pre, therefore that's the reason why it goes down to the Brachos Shehakol? Or maybe Zeya Ba'almi is just a svara all over, that it's like a new thing, it's not Shehakol's etzem pre, and therefore that's the reason why it's going to be Shehakol and Bavari. The Shach says that one of the reasons why we make it on beer, which comes from Tvua, which is the Chorish B'Pam HaKadosh. Why isn't it B'Pam HaKadosh? Why be Mekel? So Shach says the reason why we make it is because being that it's not the actual Tvua itself, it's just the Zeya of the Tvua. So therefore, being that it's Zeya Ba'almi, it's not the actual Tvua, it's Zeya Ba'almi, therefore that's the reason why it's not going to be B'Pam of Chadosh. And as Shach is understanding that, once it's in the aspect of Zeya, it has no shaykhus to that fruit, it's like something else, and therefore the Isser Chadash is not going to apply. The Chachat Svin Shuvitz Mechav is Chalik. He says that we don't find such a thing. He says that Zeya Ba'almi is just in Hilchas Brachas, or in Hilchas Pri, in Arla. You want to know if it's Arla or not, so we say it's not Arla, it's not that's in Pri, it's Zeya Ba'almi. Mashiach, we're dealing with Machalas Asuris, if either Zakal, Dava Yoitzim in a Pri has a din of a Pri. Sometimes Dava Yoitzim in a Isser gets a din of an Isser. Sometimes comes from an Isser, if either gets a din of an Isser. If it's like Rechim Svi, you can't say that Svar is Zeb Almi is Svar in Hilchas Pri. And Hilchas Pri, so we say that what? That's not considered a Pri because Zeb Almi, and therefore you're not going to make Shahakal. Or you want to open the gear Erla. Erla is telling that's a Pri. That's not that's a Pri, therefore it's going to be Zeb Almi. Mashenkein, when you're dealing with Mashenkin, when you're dealing with Mechos Asuris, where there's a dinner with Yitzim and a Dava Asr is going to be Asr, it says you wouldn't say such a thing.
Why is Arla not Yitzim and a Dava Asr?
What do you say?
Why is Arla not considered Dava Asr? why is Dava Asr?
Why is Zay not Yitzim and Dava Asr?
Why is Arla, why is he putting Arla with Dava Asr? Like, not like
Chadash, not putting... He's putting... Arla's telling the same Pri. In other words, when you're dealing with the same Pri, Shabbai, if it's not a Pri, then it doesn't get Dini Arla. Mashenkin can be done. He's saying that's svara. That's what he's trying to say.
Here we have the hari, the further removed from the actual fruit.
Right.
So it's not right to what he's trying to say. But regular juice from the fruit, on that beer, which is so minimal, just even more far removed.
Okay. So he throws in a whole bunch of svaras. One of those other things, he says, because it's zeivam, and that's what he's taking up, that's not going to be. The Tarz Zerayim says like a similarness or a differentness. He says that he has a little bit of a problem over here in terms of that. The Gemara on one hand, but else says that the Sivus Hadav is that it's zeivamim. The Gemara Steltzu, the Machalikas, or Lezim, Rishua. The problem with the Gemara on Chulin, Kavchaf, brings down the Machalikas, or Rishua, is telling him Sukkim, whether the Mashkin, which come out of it, what's going to be the Alacha. So the Tarz Zerayim is bothered by Anacha. What are we dealing with here? Are we dealing with Svar that zeivamim, or are we dealing with Sukkim, that mashkin which come out of something is going to be mutter? So Tez Ram and Shumas Parakid Gimel wants to say that there are two things. There's one thing, whether it has a shame pre or not, that's our sugya over here. It doesn't have a shame pre because Zeh Ba'almi. Therefore, it doesn't get a shame pre, and therefore it's shakal. Now you have a second shayla, the Gemara Chulinan does, even if it's not a shame pre, the Machlekes of Yeshua, still, Dava Yitzim in a pre, even though it's not the actual pre, but maybe Dava Yitzim in a Isser, also to get the Dinasser. On that, the Gemara Chulin deals with and says that they're psukim, whether yet or whether not. But he's saying the reason why you need both is because our Gemara is telling you that it's not a pre, that's Shlab Aleph, it's Zeya Ba'almi. Even if it's not a pre, still it's Shayat that Machlekes. Okay, it's not the actual pre, but it's Yoitzim and Isser. So for what's going to be Alacha, and that the Gemara Chulin brings down psukim.
The shot of Kali, if it goes down through Madrigas or one Madriga?
Not so much. Why?
Because if it's further removed from the priest, it's not that it's like an outside of the gates, but not free, so it's a whole new, the whole new thing. So
and therefore, what? You're going? What?
As well, go down to that shackle, not out of them.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a Zeba Ami, it doesn't have that's in dinner the pre. And maybe we go down to. Why?
Because he holds that it's still
Yitzhak. If you don't remember
that it's considered
Yitzhak, you mean? Chachim Fitzvi just says it's still Yitzhak. So Yitzhak, but it's a separate din. Yitzhak and Isser gets a din. You know, gets a. What? Right, therefore what?
No, this visit, according to this,
no, so it could be a Vayter. The Vayter we're dealing in the could be true. It's also telling the same pre. You know, it's not. The what?
Going from
Aslazar
to
Mutter. Okay,
I'm
saying.
It's not,
what do you say?
It totally changed the
home. Yeah, again, Markum, I'm sick of copying this, Machlak, so I'm sure. But yeah. Now, the Stipe has a shot like this. The Stipe in Simcha Valve is like this. I think Mark comes over and says, as far as Zeyab Almi. That the reason why it's Shakal is because Zeyab Almi. The more in the Hemshech brings down what's Vilacha by Trima. Mark says that. Trima will not show what the Loch is. So the Gemara says that. Hi, tomorrow shall truma trima. What's last name? Sheikha. There was a trauma about the truma of Rechlan by Pre-Aids. My time in the Sakai Mekar. That tomorrow you make into truma, you make it by Pre-Aids. My time in the Sakai Mekar. That it stays in its original thing, and therefore the reason why it stays are eights. So, Stipe is like this that we'll see in a couple of minutes. This is Machalikis. What's the luck you smash something like Gamri? So Machlokes Rambam Rashi, maybe that according to the Rambam, Kipshuta Yivish Mashi Lagami still says eights, and according to Rashi, the halacha is that if the only time we say Musa Kaimi wins a little bit smashed, Mashi Lagami is Lagami smashed, then in that situation it turns into a shahakal. So if you go that lumdis, as long as it's totally smashed, it turns into a shahakal. So, what's more of a svara to be shahakal? Something totally smashed, or the mashkin which comes out of the pre? What's more of a svara to be eitz? Smashed. And there's anything we svara smashed should be more. So, if you say by smashed, the lach is being that the pre is nishtana, the lach is that the pre turns into shahakal. If you go like those shitas. So why is the Gemara we have to come on this far to say Zeya, the reason why it's Shakal, it should be worse than if the Pri itself you take it and totally smash it down, you say it turns into the Shakal. So who then over here should turn into Shakal? So why do you have to come on to a new Mahalach of Zeya Ba'alma, even if it wouldn't be Zeya Ba'alma, the Choyra, just like we find something which is totally Nishtana, we say that it changes. So to over here, Choyra, it should be the same thing, and because that's the Shemen and Yain, because that's either Zaymashkin or so, even for that, that's like a thing. But over here, we're saying that's something which is totally, yeah. So, the Stipe wants to say that the lumdis of later on, Yishachalik, is that if you did a Maisa Shini to it. So, like we said before, you do a Maisa, which you did a Shina, you did a Shina to it, right? But, and it's not, it's, and it has a, and it's not the normal thing, so therefore that's the Svarim that made a little more later on. And the reason why maybe over there comes Shackle is because being it's Nishtana the Pri. I did a Maisa to it, therefore that's my Fakir from the Bracha. But something which I didn't do a Maisa to it, it's just something which comes out of the Pri, maybe, does that mean to say that keeps this original Bracha? Mashmalan is a svar of Zeyab Alma. There's a kash was like this. The Kipshute, the pre smash, should be better than the mashin coming out of it. So, why should we have a havamina the mashin gets a din in the pre if the fruit smash doesn't get a din in the pre? So, Stipe wants to say malach that the malach adava is that being that a fruit smash had a shinui to it, so when you mshtana, you do a maisa shinui to it, therefore that's mafkia, it's bracha. Therefore, that's over there, maybe, over there it's Mishako. Over here, there's no shade to it, so maybe, even though it's a little bit more removed, but maybe Shalom is bracha. Kamashlan, Zeya the Pri doesn't have the din of the Pri, and therefore it's going to be considered a shahak.
Isn't this the case of May periods like Sakhtai? Only by Dvashu Khan, the Muslim Zab Mat.
Right.
Because it does have an answer to the Shahan, it's like you're squeezing the TR, you're mashing it up. Get the juice in.
You squeezed it out, but that's some pre still exists, right? You didn't do a, you didn't change the that's some pre. It's not like we had before, like Shema and Yayin, all those things, which you did a whole Shinoi and you didn't get to the thing. Shtani Lusa, Shtani Grusa. Right, but copy the etzem, what? There's no Mesa, which is Mefkiya, the same pre. And so if this was a Chilik of the pre, maybe it should retain his bracha. Kamashwala, no, that it doesn't retain his bracha. I'm saying if you do a Shinoi to the etzem fruit, therefore that's going to do it. Chaf Aleph and Brachas. Yeah. Now the Gemara is mover that Kipshutai, well, Meperis is going to be Shahako. The Shittas of Bahag says something along the lines that Dafka, if you put into it, water, if you don't put it into water, so then it's not going to go down to Shahako. And there's the Bag Zayin Kipshutai that Dafka, when you put into water, then that's where it's going to lose its bracha. Mashenkin, if there's no water involved, then Enichlami is going to, it's going to keep his bracha.
So it's watered down, or even if it's
me at my. All right, second. So on that, the Rush, you have a, I'm going to rush over here. Oh, okay, that, the Rush, yes, and then number one, some of his not like that. Number two, he says that, so. Yeah, so he says that, you know, the Rosh Hashanah is definitely a stomach adavar is that avada that's not like that, then avada all Paris is going to be, all my Paris is going to be Zeba, and all my Paris is Zeba. The Hagosa Shri wants to have a plan maybe in the Bahag, that the Bahag meant like this, that avada is maskim that may Paris is Zeba Almi and it's going to be Zebracha, but there's different dagas. To go down to Adama, it's enough the fact that it's Zeb Almi, it's not to go into the Dhamma. To be mafkiat legami, to be as no shakas to fruit, and that I want to say that, you know, you have to water in it in order to make it a shahaka. The ma'isa inside of my Marka reports out, if you look at the bag inside of it, says it brings down, the rush brings down, they definitely don't say it like that. They definitely seem to say that in as much as you open water, then it's going to be a eitz. The Taz is a little bit bothered by what should be considered more of a pre, something which you squeeze out or something which comes by itself.
You just said a svar, then it comes out.
What did I say?
You just said a svar with a stapler, and it comes out to the reason. Stop to say it's
how much is that mat for the
order? What?
How much is that mat for it's more of a pre? How much more
No, because the plan to say, like in the bag, that's something which is Zav Me'elav, so maybe that gets that still retains his bracha, because that's the Dvash of the Pasuk. I mean, that's the Dvash of the Pasuk, something which is Zav Me'elav, so therefore that's something which, that the Bahag was talking about, that's talking about where he said he gets eights. But if you go ahead and squeeze it, then the Bahag never said it, and then in that case it's going to be Shahakal. On that, the Taz wants to be Chalik, he says that, what type of Svar is that? So he thinks Fakir, if you Seichet something, so that's a priest going inside of it. Also, you squeeze an old pre, smashing it. That's a pre going inside of it. That's more of a start to your bracha. I'm saying Zav Me'elav has no shekels to the pre. Therefore, if anything, he thinks misra, that's something that should be less of a pre, and that should be considered more shahakos. So how do we pass the chaber in Reish Beis Tes? Sorry, Dvash Zav Me'torah means Zav Me'vertam Shahakol. He's saying not like that svar in the Mahagim, but Zav Me'elav is going to be shahakol. All Paris gets a din of May Paris gets a din of Shahakal, besides Zaysim Anavim, that those are the exception. Yeah, now the Shatzim brings down a Rush and a Rajah, we're going to see more, we can get to it yet, just is important to know. Oysim Paish, Rav Echlas and Deschita. Rav of the Achilles Deschita. I want to say the Rajah holds that you make a bracha. He keeps his bracha. According to the Rosh, we have to keep this in mind for next year. There's Machlokes Rosh and Rajba. If Rav, there's no way we're talking about, you have something with a fruit, you have the Meperis of it, we're saying that Zeb Almi, you make a Shahakal. The Shahakal is going to be, let's say something with Rav Edei Schita. What's going to be a Lacha? Roiv of the Minim are going to be oranges, for example, right? Roiv oranges, I think, are squeezed. That's what those sarsin say. What? So those are our way for that. So now I can see is that something we now. Dovar zei abam is not the fruit. If the whole tachas of the fruit is for that, or roiv of the fruit is for that, so maybe it's going to retain its bracha. That's going to see the Shartzim when it says Talmachas Rashi and Rosh. We're going to see in the Hemshach Sugya whether that's true or not true. But upon him, halacha l'maisa comes up of Chesed, all fruit drinks besides Zaysim and Anavim, besides that, they all get it in of Shahakal. And so for all those various drinks that's around, it's considered Zaya Baalmi, and therefore it gets it in of Shahakal. Okay. Now, the Gemara in the Hemshech says that what's going to be lacha with Trima? So, Mar says, Tomorrow about the Trima of Rechlem, by Pre'etz, my time of Messiah, Kaimei, Kamei Kara. You have these Tomorrow, you make it into Trima, the lacha is it's an Eitz. Why? Because you say it still retains its original thing. So, Rashi says, what's Trima called? Dava Katash Ksas, Venim Rusik. Rashi says, Trima is something which is a little bit Katash, it's not Murusik. So and what's the halacha? The halacha is in that situation, we say that it stays this original bracha and it stays the eights. Which that's what we daik in Rashi. Let's say you legamri, you go ahead and you destroy it. It's like from Sadeshan that Rashi says trima is only something which is ksas. If it's legamri, you totally get rid of its shame davar, and that situation loses its bracha. And it turns in shakan uvar. Now, which the Gemara says it stays as bracha, there's only when there's some element of the thing there. Shankin, if the element is totally loses its surah, the chiyah gamna loses surah and it turns into shahakal. The says is medayik, the Rambam is not like that. Rambam says take something isa, and you totally destroy it, and you totally make it into, and it doesn't exist. So the mashmoy sadava is that the Rambam is chiluk on that. So in the world of the base sages from Zedashin, there are two levels. There's something which is totally merusik, that the Rambam says the eights, and he wants to say in Rashi, it will be considered shahakal. And if it's merusik sas, then everyone agrees in that situation it's going to be considered, by eights, and it doesn't lose his bracha. The Taz is chilek in the Avada Rashi. He says that Avada is not Rashi means. So the Avada Rashi agrees that Murusak Lagami is going to be considered by Pi'etz. He says, and one basis like in the Rambam, Hechdes Mechalchis Rashi in the Rambam. He says, the Rashi, he's just saying what the word Shrima means. That's just the case. What does Shrima mean? Shrima is something which is Murusak Sas. He says, Rashi does not mean to say that, Avada Rashi agrees to the Rambam, Yisuid, that something which is Murusak Lagami, then the halacha is that it would be considered by Pi'etz. He has a kasha. Hi, Damar Vasi. Hi, Tom Shatum, Mutlasim, and Trima Vasilism, and Shecher. It's Mutter to make Trima, you can't make Shecher. Well, according to Rashi, why going to Shecher? Why don't you say that it's also Lasse, if Lagamri, why doesn't he make a chilek like that? As we're saying in Rashi, there's a chilek between Eitz is when it's Mursak Sass, but if Lagamri loses his bracha, so why does Rav Asi come along and say that? Also, Asim Shecher say no. It's also Asim if you totally pull, totally smash it down. Elamai behechrich that Rashi never really meant it, and he just explained what the word trum is. So the third malach from the Rabbah and the Levush that they want to say that Be'etzem there's no real machlekes Rashi and Rambam. Everyone agrees if something which is nemuach legamri, that's something which is going to lose his bracha. Something which is just smashed, then that's something which even though it's totally smashed. It will keep his bracha, and what do you say? Something which is nemuach legamri. It's totally nemuach legamri, and it's not next over there. That's the situation. Then everyone agrees to that. If it's just crushed, and some element to it, then everyone's going to agree. And what says not so much on Machlak. Now we pass. So Machlak is very interesting. Machlak brings down like this. Machlak brings down. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Nachum Biyad Vasem and Isa. You take out the greenim. I feel like you're almost a bracha, you may prepare eights. The slave bracha main shalish. So, Rabbi holds that these things, even though it's a swastik legamri, it keeps his bracha. Why? Since I'm a mashe kaim, you make a bracha where you eights. Zak there ama, fiza hudin bol tuvra, and whatever it is, a mikra bracha and where you eights. These things also you make where you eights. Then he brings down v'yeshemrim, the bracha and shahakal. Some say you make a shahakal. Tev lachas zachile bracha shahakal, but bracha and where you eights, yetsa. So Chabad says make repeats. Eights. So the Ramah adds on these other cases. The Ramah says afterwards, some say make a shakal, the chachilim make a shakal, but the avid is going to be yotze. As far as it's a fruit, therefore it's going to be yotze. So in the Ramah, when he says to make a shakal, so there's a machlikas in the achrinim. Machlikas in the achrinim, what exactly he's talking about. So Magavam, the Rabbi and Lubosh, they learn that the Yesh Oimrim was only chalik in the case that Ramah brought down. That's the case in the Morch Legamri. So over there, it's not nikkur at all. Therefore, over there, he's saying that over there, Rashi goes, when it's in the Morch Legamri, over there, you go ahead and make a shakal. Mashenkin, in the case of the Mechaber, when the Tamarim, which were just smashed Tamarim, is still nikkur the Tzura, you know, smashed up, over there, you make a repri. So like I said before, the way the Magram and the Rabbi learned, the Pshad is not really, the Vosh, not really Mechalikas. That Rashi agrees to the Rambam, that the case of Tamarim, that's going to be eights. Only when it's the Murch Ligamri, over there it turns into Shahakal. So they want to learn that the Ramah is not really, is only being Chilik in the case where it's the Murch Ligamri, and Shenke in the case of Tamar, my body is going to be masking. The other Mahalach is the Mahalach of Trim Shadash and the Goin, that they want to say that Shad is no, that there's Mechalik Shadash Rabbim across the board, and therefore the Yeshua is arguing, even in the case of Tamar in which you smash and make it the Isser, even though it's Nicker, but if it's totally smashed, then you make a shakal, and the Ramah is arguing both cases. Because the Mechalik is basically how you learn the Mechalik's Rashi and Rambam, what the Ramah means. The Ramah is saying, all cases, he's arguing in the Mechaber, and you always make a shakal, only the case in the Mechalik Gamri, Mashiach, but tomorrow, the Ramah never meant to argue. So Mishra says, La Mahalach HaMaisa, we don't care, because enough Gimbe is that, even if Yashem argues, HaMaisa, we pass like the Mechaber, that if it's Kayim, you don't lose the Bracha, only something which is over the Kotz Rasul in the Kaklal, then it turns to shahakal. And as after all the reshoning back and forth, the psak of the mishmar is nick. If it's not nick, it's rasa nishtan of the gamri make a shahakal. Mashenke in something which is a moshe kaim over there, it's not going to lose its bracha. And what do you do if it's not nick at all? So he says you make a shahakal. The only problem is bracha achrein is a little bother. What do you do with bracha achrein? Shaka works because that's a bracha kali and manashach you're going to be yitzah. The shah doesn't have bracha achrein, which says you get into a little problem. Leyin bracha achrein in 18, it's time to run shiva saminim, no yitzah. Why? Because bracha fascia is very important. It's not pater main gimel is pater bracha fascia. That happens every once in a while. Someone made a bracha fascia and just made down alamichia or the other way around. So Mishra says clearly that you need to give them paters each other. So therefore we have a little bit of an issue over here what to do. So Mishra would like you to eat a pre for Shiva Saminam and some which is Banafashis in order to get out of the Shaila. He says if you don't, he says you can make a Romain Shalas because the Iker din is that Shri Bari Pre-Eats, Shakal just to get out of it. And that's the Arkan Divrei of the Mishra Bura. So Kitzur, what's going on Alakha Lamais is something which is Nikr, what's Alakha? Eats. If it's totally Nishtam and Nikr anymore, then it's going to be Shahakal. Now, one last isoid before we get into the actual dinim, the Trim Shadash asks in the case of Humusa, that over there we see that it's crushed and it's not losing its bracha. So he says, what's the pshat over there? It's not losing its bracha. So he said the dove is that something which is, that's the derech of the roiv or the derech for something to be eaten like that, then even if it's totally smashed, even if it's totally nishtana, it's not going to lose its bracha. And Mishpur Sivchadim Amdal brings it down. And roiv derech chlitzah seferi, it's like the risak. Because if that's Ruiv, over here it says Ruiv, it's not so much they need, right? But like one over here says Ruiv. So if the Ruiv of the Min, that's the way it is, so in that case, you make Yom Ziz Bracha, and it will say the Iker Bracha. Fine, let's go to the case of Alchamai. I don't finish the Sifim, by the way. Let's make sure everyone, we're good. I'm saying that. Fine. Okay, let's go through some cases. You make applesauce, right? It's a typical dessert. So what bracha you make on it? Well? Why? Well?
Let's move.
It's all, I mean, it might. If it's Mitzvah Gam Shackle, if not now, but Derek, the store ones are always going to be Shackle. They're totally like Mitzvah Gamri. The in the house, it just depends how the pieces or not pieces, depending how. A mashu and a mashu, like. Yeah. Not how much, but.
You combine England cooking apples.
Yeah.
They're only used in cooking and making apple sauce, then they're off the plate.
If it's dark, Ebekach.
People don't eat them, they're not
really tasty. If it's dark, Ebekach, I'm sure. Yeah, what's with fruit leather? Fruit leather. It's like this. So Moshe says Roy. We'll have to see in the next Sifim the exact whether it's a Roy or Dake. We'll see. That's telling the Rajan Rush a little bit. Here he says Roy. But okay, fruit leather. What's a fruit leather? Fruit leather shackle. That's something which is it's totally Nishtana, and therefore it's going to be shackle. Cornflakes. So cornflakes, they say the two types is the Israeli brand and American brand. Well? Right. Sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. What? So if it's, there's the Israeli one, apparently it's totally nismasic and deformed, and therefore it's going to be shackle, and the Chutzlaretz one, sorry. Chutzlaretz. What? Right, okay.
It's a Kellogg.
What do you say?
Someone
was
familiar with
the
cereal, they have no idea where it is. What? Someone's been seeing it, I don't know where it came from. You never know where it came from.
What if you wouldn't know anything, I think?
You don't know
what it is. It's not a Sasa Gamri, so it's what it is. It was never in the Sasa Gamri. It was never in the Sasa Gamri, and therefore we're okay. Peanut butter. What's a peanut butter? So definitely if it's no pieces in there, nothing to talk about, that definitely is a shackle. If there are pieces, if there are so chunky, yeah. Which some zaman hell like the it's, you know, those, it's really a bottle. It's really like it's about some mostly it's totally smashed and have a little to put little pieces to give a little. Huh? No, that's the thing. It's not. So ripe peanuts made for the chayra then and the chayra. It's never ripe peanuts made for peanut butter. Right, peanuts and peanut butter, yeah.
Yeah, they know that you
know that. Why would it be different than homemade apples? No, it's going to be the cases. Cakes from potato starch. That's shackle, you know, that's all the Pesach case, right? All the Pesach case, so the things which are whatever. That would be whatever. Potato, one thing at a time, guys, okay? Potato kugel.
Israeli type or American type?
Fruit chips,
stringy.
What about fruit chips? Just fruit. Potato kugel. Dry fruit. Yeah.
So what's a potato kugel? Huh? So definitely if they're like pieces, there's nothing to, you know, definitely if they're pieces, nothing to talk about. What are two ways? What?
The one that makes it like a mush, almost like a porridge. The other one that makes like a string.
So definitely stringy, nothing to talk about, if it's a dhamma. The question is, the pieces of potatoes. It's not a sick. Another way. What's the other way? What's the other way? You take it. What are you doing?
It's completed as a little sharp circle, then the mom she makes it into like a
batter.
Batter,
and then. And then afterwards you put it together. Okay, so there is definitely much more debatable in terms of what bracha you should make on it, because the ma'isa is the sacks of the gamri. The tzad b's, the tzad acher is that the ma'isa, it still looks like it's. What? It looks like potato. You know, it's a lot. What? What did I say?
Apples don't look like an apple.
Apples don't look like an apple. What? Don't like potatoes? What? What I say? What? That's in whatever. It's always that smashed down. What? What? One thing at a time. What? Oh, 1 second. What? 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 You say? No, so apples has no shyness to apple. We went into whatever. Potato looks definitely much more nicker. It looks like more like a much more nicker potato, right? Okay, we're going to try it. Then. Okay, what, popcorn. What's a popcorn? Why do you make, I mean, you make a dama. Why do you make a dama? It's still the, even though it's like, looks totally differently, even though it looks different, but even though it's, it looks totally different, but my say it wasn't the side of the Camry. Bamba. I don't know how to make it, but. What do you say? Yeah, it's, like it's totally in a steiner, and therefore that'd be shackle. Now, okay, I'll just leave everyone shy, which maybe we'll discuss next time as we go right there also. It says with instant potatoes. So there's certain type of potatoes which they make it into powder, and then they reconstitute it. So the size like this. Kepshuta, you should say that what? That will be the pashtus, I guess. It lost its bracha. Once it lost its bracha, it doesn't like reawaken now that it looks like potatoes. The tzadachet says no. Now it looks like potatoes. So therefore, maybe it should go ahead and retain the bracha. In other words, this thing that we need that for it to look like the thing, to be to keep its original bracha, is that like a simon of like how much it was smashed, and therefore if Taka, if we know really was smashed, and you put it back together, so then about this was bracha, or maybe somehow it's a siba hadavar. In other words, if it looks a fruit which any something which is smashed, if it still retains the look of the fruit, so we're still gonna give it the chashivas of the inuchas brachas, the chashivas of YPA. It's not like, this was a cash, it lost his bracha, get back at bracha. It is, you know, it's just a svara in Chazal, what type of bracha to make on this item. So maybe you could say a svara, the pshat is that being that this item was from a fruit, and still looks like a fruit, so in Shvach Le'Banisham, you know, we're going to call it YPA 8. Mashenkein, you know, in the Gidur Shvach Le'Banisham, Mashenkein, if it doesn't look like it, then it's not. And this basically said, Shaila is it a siba that's looking at it, or just more of a simen? Did the shame fruit live on? What? Who? It's a regular mashed potatoes, so then that's pieces, right? Usually, I don't know. What? So if there are pieces, nothing to talk about. If you grind it a lot, and then that'll be a little bit taller than the Shaila said before. Mashed potatoes definitely look like potatoes, right?
It looks like a potato.
What? What do you say?
Why does
that
look
like
potato more than
apple? Yeah, because
I don't
know. Like, why? What'd you say? I don't know. Why is that white over black? No, let's say you don't have much time. If you have much time, then talk about it. He's saying there's a type which you could just like totally like blend it, and it's totally, whatever. Okay, we match the next time. Fine.